Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Scarfinger, and about last night, we recorded a show. We recorded a casual conversation, and in light of some recent events, we decided to actually tackle quite a few issues in the show. We had guests. Jay Bird was there. Sherry and I. Jay Bird was there, Rich Jones, and Ron and Karen. After the events of yesterday, I felt like I needed to clear the air about what was going on with Trojan Scooter, and also having to clear up some issues about what was going on in my marriage, which he brought, what he tried to bring to light. It was pretty emotional. But you know what? Like I always said, I never want to lie to any of the people that listen to my show. But that was a private matter that got brought into the light. And I felt like if it was going to be discussed, it should have been discussed by me. So I decided to 8 Mile the situation and talk about it. I was just supposed to say my piece, and then we were supposed to actually start the casual conversation, but the conversation, it kind of took a detour in the part that I said that I wasn't going to actually, during the transition from part one to part two, we actually got into a discussion about the situation, and, through that discussion, we realized that, Ron and I and Sherry to a degree, basically just decided that, this social media shit has gotten real out of hand, and people are going just a little bit crazy about this shit, and we needed to do something to start to take the power back on our ends. He spoke a little bit about the situation between him and Rashani. I did not stop him. I let him say his piece because this whole time I kind of felt like I was caught in the middle because I'm not. I don't have a problem with anybody. So I kind of felt like I was caught in the middle because Rashani and I are friends. And I'm friends with Rod and everybody else involved, and I don't have a problem with anybody, but I did feel like I was caught in the middle because I do talk to everybody, Rashani probably more than anybody else, but I do talk to everybody and I don't have any problems. I let him say his piece. I really didn't examine the situation very much. We did actually talk about the cult of Rod in the second part. At some point, we talked about the whole thing with camp, and we did talk about the cult of Rod and how he felt about the situation. And I actually told the truth that the whole cult of Rod thing kind of came from me. Everything got discussed. We realized that through this social media shit, it's getting out of control. We're trying to be nice, and then things are being discussed out in public, and then things are trying to be pushed back to private after it gets discussed in public, and that's just not the way to do it. If it's going to be handled in public, and if you're going to try to air me out on Twitter or Facebook or a podcast or whatever like that, it needs to be settled that way. These internet streets is getting real hot right now. We need to take our power back. And like I said, I wanted to let Rod say what he needs to say. I'm going to give Rashani the floor so he can say what he needs to say. And eventually there's going to be a consensus where the three of us are probably going to sit down and discuss some things, because we need to get past this, because as black men, we need to be able to come down, sit down, discuss this stuff so we can all coexist. Hell, black nerds need to coexist. If we can't coexist, who can? So, with that said, I'm running out of time on this audio boo. There'll be a disclaimer before the show. Holla at your boy.